an out-of-court settlement. It is one thing to watch a legal trial on TV, and quite another thing to be actually on trial yourself, especially if there are mountains of evidence of guilt. If the very words, thoughts, and actions of a lifetime stand as a witness against us, shouting, "Sinner, guilty, lawbreaker." There is a court date, a final judgment that is in the future of each of us, and it is of utmost urgency that before that date, a way is found for a guilty sinner to be declared righteous before a holy God. Let us look at Luke chapter 12, verses 58 and 59. When you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you shall not depart from there till you have paid the very last mite. Notice first of all the words, "when you go along the way," represents our day-to-day living. But we notice also two other things. First, as we are going along the way, that we are on our way to the magistrate. And then secondly, that we are not alone. There is an adversary who accompanies us. Normally, when we hear the word adversary, we think of the devil. But we know that the adversary of Luke 12 cannot possibly be him, because we are never told to settle with him. The adversary here represents the law of God that accompanies us, and that God in his righteousness demands be kept. The law that stands as an adversary against us, not because it is bad, but because we are unable to keep it. In our two verses, there is an urgent plea to make every effort along the way to settle with him before we are brought into the courtroom of God, an out-of-court settlement, as it were. Peace must be made and our sin debt settled before final judgment, or else the alternative will be to be brought before God, clothed in sin, and to face his eternal wrath and damnation. So how can a sinful person get an out-of-court settlement with God? How can their sins be forgiven and the sinner declared righteous? First, there must be a recognition of guilt, and then there must be a turning away by faith to Jesus Christ as the one who bore our sins and paid our debt in full on Calvary's cross. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. This is Velma Jean Sanders. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, July 2021. I can be reached at V. Sanders. That's V as in victory. V. Sanders, 875 @centurylink.net.